If you like Wallace Johnson singing as much as we do, you must be wondering why you've never heard of him before, so we invited him to tell us about himself. He grew up in rural Louisiana, made a couple of 45s in the early 60s, recorded with Alan Toussaint in the early 70s, ran a club for a while, and then quit music altogether for a more reliable living as a longshoreman. He hasn't quit his day job yet. He now works as a project manager for a janitorial company in Louisiana. I asked Wallace Johnson how it feels to have his first album at the age of 58.
It feels good. It feels real good. But I'll tell you something about that. Just last week, somebody mentioned that. And I stopped and I really thought about it. And up until somebody mentioned it, you know, I know this is my first album. I know I'm 58 years old. But I never really stopped and said, oh, I'm 58 and now... And I really looked at that, and it feels good. Made me feel better once I really stopped and looked at it.
Did it make you feel older or younger to think of it that way?
Just better.
Well, good enough. Now, what kind of work have you been doing over the last few years?
Okay, I'll go back. The last time I was in the studio was in 1972. I did a tune with Alan. And since then, I worked as a longshoreman. I was injured in that job in 1974. I opened a club and operated that for a couple of years. After that, I drove a taxi cab, and for the last 15 years, I've worked as a project manager for a janitorial company.
So back in the early 70s, when you were singing, what kind of material were you doing?
R&B. Just trying to, just singing, not really pinpointing anything, just singing.
What kinds of songs? Name some of the songs you were doing then.
Baby Go Ahead, I'm Grown, I Miss You Girl.
These are not songs that are familiar to me. Would you sing a few bars of one of them?
I Miss You Girl. Ooh, baby, I miss you, girl. Ooh, baby, don't you know I miss you, girl? I miss the way you hold my hand. I miss the way you understand. I know sometimes I've been wrong, but things haven't been the same since you've been gone. And it went on like that.
That sounds good. Did you write that?
I wrote that one, yes.
Oh, that sounds real good. So did you recorded back in the early 70s?
Yes, that was the last song I recorded, and Alan did that on me. The tunes that I called, Alan recorded those.
Oh, so did they get airplay in New Orleans?
A little.
Was it a great disappointment for you that they didn't catch on? What were you hoping?
It was a big disappointment. Every time I went in and did a 45. You know, you're just hoping. You're hoping that this is the one that give you a chance to do what you really want to do for whatever reason you want to do that. And I just love doing that. Always have.
And when did you start singing?
As far back as I can remember.
And when did you start performing?
I was in the Army, and it was 1955, a guy walked up to me, mistook me for somebody else. And I knew who he was talking about. This guy sang with a group. I said, no, I said, my name is not Ray, my name is Wallace. So he said, well, can't you sing? I said, no. He said, man, anybody can sing. I never will forget him, a little guy named Wilcox from Savannah, Georgia. And we formed a group, and I became the lead singer of the group, and we were singing stuff like Sincerely, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're doing like harmonies?
Yeah. And I was always a shy kind of person, and I really wanted to sing background because I liked that harmony kind of thing, and at the time I thought I had a nice little tenor voice, you know?
So you did that in the Army?
Yeah.
And then when you got out, did you perform?
No, but when I got out, I started searching. And then I was going to music school at Houston's down on Claiborne, and I met Harold Betties, who was working for Specialty Records at the time. And
the musician.
I met Harold. And Harold told me that they were about to start this new label. And would I be interested in being with this new label, AFO? I said, well, yeah. So that's when I really did my first session. And the very first time I went in the studio, that's the very first time I met Alan. He walked in the studio that night.
What was the song you sang?
The very first thing I did was a song called Clap Your Hands. True Love Was Never Meant For Me.
Can you do a bit of it?
True Love Was Never Meant For Me?
But either one.
So many days I've sit and cried. You've gone and left me. I wonder why. I need you, darling, to give me peace of mind. The name of that one was Peace of Mind. I gave you the wrong title from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Long time ago.
So that's the first side you recorded?
Very first song.
And did anything happen with the records?
No. No.
So what did you do? Did you keep trying to sing anyways?
When I did that, I was living in Napoleonville. That's the town of my birth. And at the time I was married and I had a family. And it was really a hardship to run back and forth 70 miles from the country, as we called it, to the city. And it was no venues for me to play out there, so it just lived inside of me, that's all.
Did you feel cheated and feel resentful all the years when you were driving a taxi or working as a longshoreman or doing janitorial work instead of being on stage?
Yes, I've had those kind of feelings, but I never let that stay with me. I never let that stay with me because the folk that we see now and we call quote unquote stars, everybody had their good times and their bad times. I never let that kind of, if I let that stay with me, I wouldn't be here now. Because I never would have followed up, if I felt like that, I never would have let the music live with me. I just think would have been different. It just would have been different. No. I always felt like this is what I want to do, and one of these days I'll get a chance to do this, and I'll just do it as good as I can do it.
Now, did you work with Alan Toussaint? Did you work with Alan Toussaint on choosing which songs would be on the new record?
Oh yeah, we did that every time we got together and talked about a song. Yes, indeed. He wanted to make sure that I felt comfortable with it. Yes, indeed.
One of my favorites on the CD is actually a Brooke Benton song called "I'll Take Care of You."
Really?
Yeah. You don't like it? You sound skeptical.
No, my daughter, one of my daughters, she told me, she said, "Daddy, all the songs." She said, "That's the one." I love that song. As a matter of fact, I asked Alan to let me do that, and I like that song. But I like all of them, really. Just when you said that, it just popped in my mind like that.
So your daughter likes it a lot too.
Yeah, she liked that. She really liked that.
So, why did you decide to put that on the new record?
Well, we talked about covers, and actually, I thought about doing a couple covers, and we got it down. I'll just do one cover, and that was the song that I chose. I had a few other songs in my mind, but that was the song. I like what that song says.
What do you like about what the song says?
You know, all songs tell a story. All songs tell a story. And everybody have their insecurities. Everybody needs to be needed, needs to be wanted. That song says that. That song assures a person that you'll be there for them.
Well, why don't we hear I'll Take Care of You, the Brooke Benton song that you've recorded on your new CD, Whoever's Thrilling You.
Okay.
This is Wallace Johnson.
You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to cry. Beside you to wipe your weeping eyes. So darling, tell me that you'll be true, for there is no doubt in my mind. I know what you want me to do, and just as sure as one and one is two, I'll take care of you. You know I will.
Now, who did you listen to when you were growing up?
Everybody. In the mornings, when I woke up, the first thing on the radio you heard was, they called it hillbilly, you know? What they call country and western today.
Mm-hmm.
And after hillbilly, the next thing came when the black radio station came on, you heard gospel for about a couple hours. After gospel, you heard the blues.
Where you were growing up, did you get to hear live music at all, or was it all on the radio and on record?
It was all on radio. Mm-hmm. Radio records.
Mm-hmm.
Very little live. The first person I saw was a blues singer, Roy Brown. And I think I was about 14. Mm-hmm. When I saw him. I got to the stage and never moved. Stayed right there.
My guest is Wallace Johnson. He has a new CD called Whoever's Thrilling You. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Wallace Johnson. At the age of 58, he's recorded his first album for Alan Toussaint's new record label, Nino, showcasing performers from New Orleans and thereabouts. Now, how did Alan Toussaint ask you to record a record for his new company?
I met some guys. I met this one guy, Alonzo, the bass player. And this was 3 years ago now. We were out in the French Quarter at the French Quarter Festival. And we stopped in this little club, the Crazy Corner. And I got on stage and sang. And believe it or not, this was the first time I ever sang on a stage in a club in New Orleans in my life. And I had sung in church, but never on a stage here.
And what year was this?
3 years ago.
Wow.
And being with Lonzo plays Zydeco. But if I'm out, my girl loves to dance, and she loves Zydeco. So if we're out, Lonzo talked to the band leader, and he asked me to come up and do a blues. So I started doing that. And then I met a disc jockey who worked at the public radio station here, WWLZ, and he had a little blues band, and he'd invite me out to go with him. So I started doing that, and I enjoyed it. And I told Alan what we were doing, and he said, well, that's good. You know, and really it was just good for me to get out and do that. And then I decided I'd do a demo. And I told Alan about it. He said, well, good. He said, you know, you get everything together, and we'll see how that goes. And we started with the demo, and Alan said, folk had heard the three tunes we did, and they liked them. And he asked me, how would I like to sign with Nino? He told me about Nino and how would I like to sign? Well, I didn't even have to think about that. I said yes, and that's how it happened.
Now, did you recently perform at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival?
Yes, I did, May 2nd.
So, since your first time on stage was just 3 years ago, what it was like? What was it like to perform at the festival?
Felt real good. Felt real good. I mean, it just when I got the invitation, I never forget. I ran upstairs and I just sat on the bed and I looked at it and I was really overwhelmed as many times as I stood out there and watched folk, you know. But when the time came, I was a little nervous, but it really felt good and it went good. And what really made it go good, the guys that these guys that did the session with me, especially the rhythm guys, they're more than just musicians to me. You know, they help keep me together.
Mm-hmm. I want you to choose one of your favorites from your new CD.
Song?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Your Man.
Okay. Why don't we close with that? And tell us why you chose it.
I chose I'm Your Man because it says exactly what I would say. And there's a little story with I'm Your Man. Can I tell that?
Please.
I was at Alan's house. We were playing pool. It was three of us, me, Alan, and another keyboard player, Marcel. And we were in the middle of a pool game. Alan was playing. And he stopped. And he walked in the back for about maybe 10 minutes. And he came back and he got on the table and he shot about two shots. They stopped again. And he's gone for about another 10 minutes. And he came back and he watched us play. So when Marcel and I finished the game, he said, why don't we walk in the back and try this on, you know, try something. And I'm Your Man was born.
I mean, he wrote that while you were playing pool together?
Yep.
And he wrote it for you?
Yep.
For this new record?
Yes, he did.
Well, that's a nice story. Why don't we hear it? Wallace Johnson, good luck to you. And thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
If you want someone to say you're right when you're wrong, I can't help you, baby. No, no. And if you want someone you can walk all over, I'm not your guy. No, no. But if you want someone with love and understanding, and when trouble comes, take you by the hand.
Wallace Johnson's new CD is called Whoever's Thrilling You. It's recorded on Alan Toussaint's new label, Nino.